Hey everyone, welcome back to The Score. Clearly, it is not your normal host, Chelsea Schaefer. It's Taylor. I am the host over at The Short Score. You might recognize my voice. When Chelsea gave me the opportunity this week to steal an episode of The Score from her, I of course had to take it from her. It is October, obviously. Things are not slowing down one bit though around here, but the pro rodeo regular season obviously came to an end. Our field for the NFR is locked in, and so we are getting ready for all things NFR. We can't wait to bring you guys another good year at the finals, but we have plenty of returning faces, of course, in this year's NFR field and some new faces. Today, though, I got to talk to a guy who has not been there since 2022, which might not feel very long. 3 years might not feel super long for those of us who aren't rodeoing for a living and going every day trying to make the finals. I sat down and chatted with Lightning Aguilera today. He ended up 15th this year with $114,735 won on the year. We watched him and his partner Wyatt Cox duke it out on the bubble. Lightning was in the top 15 since the spring, as far back as I can remember, but his NFR qualification this year did come down to the final weeks, and we talk about that in this episode brought to you by our friends over at Fastback Ropes. We talk all things getting ready for the finals, you know, the troubles of this year and what it means to return back to the Thomas and Mack after 3 years. Anyway, well, second NFR, are we sigh of relief? I mean, it's 3 weeks, 2 weeks now, I guess, since the end of the season.
Yeah, it was for sure a stressful last week. So,
yeah,
really last month, but... But no, it's what a blessing to be able to go back and try them on again. Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm sure that first NFR qualification, nothing will ever compare to that feeling of making it. But does this compare at all? Like, does it come close emotion wise, I guess?
It's been a couple of years since I made it. So it's nice to be able to make it again and kind of been there once now, so kind of excited to go back with a little experience and see if we can do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the outside looking in, 3 years doesn't feel like that long of a time, but for you, I mean, you're out on the road. Does it feel like forever ago?
Honestly, time goes by pretty quick, really.
Yeah. But,
it doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it has.
Feel like you're probably, this might sound weird, but foaming at the mouth to run one again.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go, so.
Yeah. Remind me, I wasn't here in 2022. I started a year later, but remind me of your 2022 season and how that played out, because you were on the bubble then, weren't you?
After Puyallup, I was actually 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which there was no Sioux Falls that year.
Right.
So, but we had placed at Pendleton and won second at Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of after that week, I was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no Sioux Falls.
Right.
But
yeah.
Sioux Falls adds so much that it's no one's safe. So that's over. So
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no one's safe, but like, 10th on, you know, could be pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. How does that too? I mean, with you guys this year, you guys didn't make Sioux Falls. So were you guys, how did that affect you? Were you watching from home or on the road? I guess not from home, but.
Yeah, we were watching, what's it called? We went to Mona, Utah,
mm-hmm.
Pasadena, Texas, Poway, and San Bernardino, California.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a few teams behind me that were all in Sioux Falls, and so there's just so much money they could win over there. It don't take long. One round win, I think it's $12,000. They can be pretty far away and catch up pretty quick. So
yeah,
and there was, I think, three of them in there. So if all three of them would have done good, I would have not made it. So
yeah. That really was crazy. I remember we were in Guthrie for the Riata. Sioux Falls was going on. And I remember I'd kind of gone through as best as I can. I mean, there's a reason I do journalism. It's because my numbers, you know, they're questionable, my math skills. But I was kind of running through projected payouts, what it paid last year, where all of you guys were going, and, you know, kind of running through the numbers, seeing who really had a chance. And watching you and Wyatt take the lead at Mona and Pasadena, I was like, holy crap, this is exactly what needed to happen. And kind of, I mean, how were you feeling, I guess, after Pasadena and Mona? Were you kind of like, heck yeah, the role's going? I'm curious.
Yeah, Mona and Pasadena, we're winning both of them. And then we still needed Sioux Falls to kind of go our way.
Yeah.
And then the first day at Sioux Falls, everybody that was on the bubble did good, and all the top guys didn't do very good.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it made it a little more interesting. Made it a little harder for us, but it was almost like two steps forward and two steps back.
Yeah.
But we still had a chance in the last two, and we weren't able to get it done. But
right.
We had to win first at San Bernardino, and I missed. And
yeah.
One of those deals. So.
Right. Can I ask about that last year? I mean, were you feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders? I mean, you were in, the heading was done, but were you?
Yeah, that was.
I mean, just how that
feels. For sure, a lot of pressure right there.
Yeah.
Steer kind of come left, and I kind of got a little behind, but I couldn't really take the extra swing or two I needed because we had to win first, and so obviously take the chance, and if it works, you're hero, and if you don't catch, then no good. But thanks. I was dang sure a little added pressure for sure. So
I just think about that where I'm like, that's got to be something that none of us are ever going to know what that feels like, and I just feel for both of you in that moment, I guess, is what I'm saying. But
there was a lot going on that Sunday for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
it was like three or four teams all on.
Yeah,
kind of in the same boat, and so.
Mm-hmm. Realize, I guess, before San Bernardino, before that steer, like you knew you were in, right? I'm assuming.
Mathematically, that's what they said, but I was trying to get my hopes up just in case,
That is how I would have been. Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of just waiting until the very, very end of even that next Tuesday. I was kind of just waiting around, making sure, because. Just to make sure I didn't get my hopes up for no reason. Yeah. But I thought I was probably good, but it was still one of those deals. Just didn't want to get my hopes up just in case. But
yeah. Well, I feel like from the outside looking in too, not getting your hopes up kind of makes it easier where you aren't overly celebrating and you're still focused on roping aggressive, if that makes sense. Like maybe not accidentally backing off, which not saying that you would have, but.
Yeah, no, I was needed that last year, and we needed them other guys not to do good. And
yeah.
Then both the other teams did good, and which the rodeo, the actual times were not very tough. So
yeah.
Which didn't play in our favor, because I think when we got there, like 7-3 was winning third or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So it made it to where first was hard, but third and fourth was not that hard.
Yeah.
Not as hard anyways,
Mm-hmm.
It's always hard, but.
I know what you mean. No. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, okay, let's, enough of that because it's a done deal. So, but let's take me back to the beginning of the year. Take me back to the winter. Pretty dang good winter, if I remember correctly. I mean, started off with the Odessa win.
Yeah, I had a great, best winter I've had.
Right.
Did good at, I won Odessa. I roped to Dustin Davis at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And we placed, I think we won maybe 9,500 there. And then I roped with Patrick at Fort Worth, San Antonio, Houston. And honestly, won money at all three of them, did better at San Antonio and Houston than Fort Worth. But, did good. And then me and Wyatt started roping like kind of in April, and honestly did pretty good at, we won Kansas City.
We won
Fort Smith. We placed at Nashville, and we had a good good story, and I roped with him at Odessa, so we won it too. So, but it kind of lined up for us to rope together, so.
Yeah. I remember thinking, I think it's kind of cool. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, it's not me getting in the weeds, I guess, but I think it's kind of neat. You won 2 out of 3 rounds in both your brackets at San Antonio and Houston, didn't you?
So, yep, the last, the second and third round.
Yeah.
Maybe the wild card too, I think.
Yeah. What?
Or not the wild card, the semifinals. Semifinals,
right, right. Yeah. What, I mean, you're on a roll, obviously, and like I said, to win 2 rounds at both places in your brackets, I mean, that's kind of neat. What do you feel like you were doing so well at that time, or what made you kind of dominant, I guess?
I don't know. San Antonio's, I'd like to think I've
broke
it at several different places, but San Antonio's normally a little better, more my style, and I waved it off the first one, I think, and then needed to win the next 2 days and ended up winning first, but barrier's pretty short, boxes are not that deep, so
yeah,
my horse makes it pretty easy right there.
So thinking of your style, I thought it was kind of cool when I talked to you and Wyatt both right after Albuquerque. Wyatt and I were talking about like what, you know, a young version of him would think being that close to making the finals. And he was talking about how one of the biggest things for him growing up was he always really wanted to rope fast. And he was saying how that's something that he has enjoyed so much this year roping with you, is that he feels like every time you guys, you know, make a run, you guys have a chance at or an opportunity to not only break the arena record, but the world record. And I thought that was kind of sweet. But also, I mean, what do you think makes you that fast of a header or have like that caliber, I guess?
I really don't know. I don't know. I've always been more of a reacher, I would say. Always, even when I was younger. But the better horse, honestly, is honest. I mean, I didn't win that much before I had him, so
yeah.
proof is in the horse. So, but I could trust him, so he's always on my team, and then I can just back in there, and he's so fast and doesn't duck, so I don't have to worry about that, and I can kind of expose myself a little bit. Honestly, my second horse, he's been pretty good in them. I mean, I rode him quite a few. I rode him, well, I think, 3-5, like, 3 times on him this year. I didn't ride him the whole lot, you know, but...
Yeah.
But just having 2 horses I don't have to worry about, just kind of get on and just rode for myself has helped a lot, I think.
Yeah.
But, makes it a little more, a little easier.
Yeah.
The goes, the good goes.
Makes sense. You had the gray and the sorrel all year, right?
The gray and the sorrel.
How long have you had them?
The sorrel I bought last year during like Ellensburg.
Okay.
Time. And the gray I've had for like, I think, 4 years now.
Right.
Yeah. So last year in July he called it on me and had to have colic surgery.
Oh geez.
So he was out from middle of July for the rest of the season. So yeah, so that was not a, like I said, didn't win that much from then on, and then as soon as I got him back, went to winning. So
quite the comeback story.
Yeah, no, he's, I was sure glad he made it out, out of there, and he's been great, so.
Yeah. Have you thought of which one you're going to crack out that first round?
I don't know yet.
There's so much time.
I'm thinking maybe the sorrel, but okay. I don't know.
Yeah. That's fair, though. I mean, 2 months, I guess. That's, gosh, that it's going
to
go fast.
Yeah, if I had to go today, I'd probably ride the gray, just because, but... I've been riding the sorrel, and he feels pretty good in a little faster setup. So I'd rather just duck him back 10 times in there and leave old gray alone for everything else.
Yeah, so. That's fair.
But that's if he fair. Needs to go, he will be there. I mean, he'll still be there, and he'll be far. But,
yeah.
But I might start off on the sorrel. Maybe we'll see.
Gotcha. This episode is brought to you by Fastback Ropes and their rope, the Ombre. The ombre head rope from Fastback Ropes is a four-strand rope with core construction. It's small and light, and it has a bright orange color for high visibility. The ombre has a relaxed feel, a smaller diameter, and a rough exterior that are meticulously designed to enhance grip on the saddle horn. With core construction, that small diameter, great tip weight, the ombre is available in an extra soft, soft, and medium soft. You can call 817-279-1851 to order or order at fastbackropes.com. The ombre heel rope is 35 feet and it's available in soft, medium, and hard medium. If you are in the market for a heel rope, it is also available at fastbackropes.com and by calling 817-279-1851. Okay, thinking of your year again. Sorry, I'm backtracking. But springtime, you had what, 40,000 won by mid-March already, I think?
If I remember. Yeah, I think so. I think I left for, I guess, before Sisters, I had like 50,000, I think.
Gosh, how do you feel like, looking back now, how did that set your summer up, I guess?
It was huge help because, honestly, it was pretty close, so... Needed a little better winter, so it looks like, but it was awesome. I mean, the winter rodeos, it's so big to get into the winter rodeos because yeah. There's so much money. Like, not even winning first, you can win a lot of money. I think I went, like I said, I didn't even win Denver. I think we won 9,500 San Antonio. I think I won maybe 11 or 12 there, and I didn't even place the final day. So
yeah.
It's crazy how much you could win.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Without winning the whole deal, so
yeah,
did pretty good at Houston. Made it to the, like, top eight at Houston, and I mean, I won pretty good over there too. Like I said, didn't even place. I did, I guess, place along, but didn't win the whole deal.
Right.
You know, none of that.
But. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you feel like this was a pretty consistent year for you? Because I was looking back at, like, how much we track. And, I mean, you're top five in the world until maybe July, like, for a really long time. And then top 15 ever since. I mean, I feel like that's pretty consistent. But I don't know if it felt that way.
I would not say I was very consistent all summer.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I had a pretty good winter consistency-wise. But the summer, we didn't get into Puyallup or Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
So we didn't do very good at the tour rodeos. We were win the first round or win the second round, but I don't think we placed any averages. Salt Lake, I guess, but that's about it. Other than that, it was just straight rounds.
Gotcha.
Win the first round at Ogden, miss the second one, miss the first one at Spanish, place in the second round, just like that, back and forth. All year. So the good thing with ripping with Wyatt, he throws so fast.
Yeah.
You know, we do win because he heals them so fast and finishes good. So we're luckily we can afford to go at him a little more, but maybe something we need to we'll probably work on some this year. Me catching a little bit more steers. Maybe not, don't make it so hard on us at the end. Yeah.
Thinking of, you brought up Salt Lake. That was a pretty, I feel like, pivotal week for you guys in the summer. Tell me about that one, too.
Yeah, it was a big, we had a couple rough weeks right there, and then I think we won like 22,000 that week, and it was kind of went from falling off to, or not falling off technically, but, you know, falling off the standings to bam, right back in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And felt like we did that two or three times where, had a couple bad weeks, and then I think that, like, that week at Calgary again, we were not doing too good. And the week at Calgary, I think we won maybe 18,000 or something, you know, and just little stuff like that. And just have some bad weeks, but when we won, we won bigger checks and helped out.
Yeah.
So
you also got married in the middle of, like, the Northwest run, wasn't it?
Yep, I sure did. August 30th, I got married, and the next day I was up at Walla Walla.
Oh, literally the next day. I did not know
literally.
That.
Literally. And that morning of the rehearsal dinner, I was up at Ellensburg.
Wow. So, yeah, right in the middle of all of it.
Right in the middle of all of it, yep.
Is your wife from the Northwest? Is that why you guys did it out? Gotcha.
Yep, she lives in Hermiston.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's
nice. Her family's from Hermiston. They got the Walchley Melons.
Cool.
Yep. So that's where we did it, right there at the watermelon farm where we got married.
Yeah. Nice. Was it, I mean, it sounds maybe a little stressful of a time, but was it a nice 12 hours not thinking about roping and thinking about getting married?
Yeah, no, it was good. We had a great wedding and had a bunch of people, family and friends come from Florida and Texas.
That's awesome.
We had a great time, so.
That's good. Well, comparing this year to 2022, I mean, we kind of have to. How do you feel like maybe your open has changed since the first year you made the finals? And, like, does anything feel similar or different from the first year you made the finals this year?
It's similar. I had my horse stayed healthy all year again.
Yeah.
You know? So that helps when you're, you know, healthy horse, especially if it's your best one. So, I feel like my open's gotten better. I mean, when I made it in 2022, I think I had 90 grand coming into the finals. This year I had like 114.
Yeah.
Which a lot of rodeos add more, so
mm-hmm.
It might be the same, you know. but no, I feel like it's gotten better, but for sure needs some work.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You were roping with Caden, right, at the finals?
Yep, gonna rope with Caden.
That'd be good. Can I ask, is it kind of mentally challenging? I mean, both times you haven't gotten to rope with your regular season partner. I mean, what is that like? Is it hard?
I wouldn't say hard. I mean, I've roped with Caden lives 40 minutes from my house, and I've known him for forever.
Perfect.
All the time. So, yeah. But, obviously it's, I wish my partner would have got in, you know, but both times I didn't rope with my partners in the winter. And so,
yeah,
just have more money going in than like that year. I think I won San Antonio with Jonathan. So I had 20,000 more than Colby that year. So, but yep. And then this year, same thing. We didn't rope this winter. We roped at Odessa, but we didn't rope another winter rodeo.
Yeah.
So I had probably 10 or 12 for most of the year, more than him, but then went to a couple unofficial rodeos and we placed at them. Like Mona was unofficial for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we went to Othello, Washington, and we went to a couple of them and got a little closer.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I didn't realize, you just said Mona was unofficial for you. I didn't realize that.
Was unofficial.
Gotcha. Can I ask? Like, what? I can't get the words out. Can I ask why? Yes.
Oh, just kind of out of rodeos, kind of.
Gotcha.
And then, I chose to go to Pasadena and count it instead, just because for one, it was my circuit for money you count for, and one, it was going to pay more. I tried to go to the. I didn't have very many at the end right there, and I just went to whichever one's paid the most.
No, that makes sense.
And then our rig was going through there, and so we just stopped at Island Official. Didn't Wyatt, I think, had like, when we started roping, he had like 3 or 4 more rodeos he could go to than me. So
gotcha. It is crazy trying to keep up with that, all of that at the end of the year. And some people, I mean, it's just crazy what it comes down to, I guess. And anyway, but
yeah, it makes a guy double check and triple check.
I bet it does.
Don't want to get in a bind and not run out or. Which, I guess in theory, everyone gets 80. You just got to do good at the ones you go to. But
that's fair.
Sometimes it's not as easier said than done. But,
absolutely. Yeah,
but just try to go to the best 80. So
yeah. Well, what is the prep for the Thomas and Matt going to look like for you and Caden this year?
I think we're just set there, get the same dimensions, and just try to get a little rhythm going and figure out what we're gonna ride. So
did you do that last time too? Did you set the arena up or?
Yep. Jonathan had it set up at his house and pretty much just stayed over there the whole time and just practiced. He had some good steers and we roped a bunch.
Yeah.
But nothing, no kind of practice can get you ready for the first year you're running there.
That was my next question. I feel like nothing probably compares, but.
Nothing. I mean, we run a lot of steers. And I mean, obviously, all the practice you get helps, you know, but. Mm-hmm. Even the run through that, when you run through the first time, it feels, not I would say easy, but feels good. And then that first night, they're rolling in there.
Yeah.
So.
What all do you remember from your first finals? Like, is there anything that you're thinking this year, okay, that time I struggled with this, did good here. I didn't think about that. Like, is there anything that you feel more equipped for, I guess, this year?
Yeah, I don't know if something I feel like I didn't do a very good job of that year was I didn't get very good goes. And so then I was a little off the barrier. So then I reached and I had a lot of rope out there. So then didn't handle great, just didn't finish as good. I'm going to try to this year do a better getting some better goes, not having so much rope out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Caden's going to throw so fast. I just need to, you know, tie where we can finish good.
Mm-hmm.
Just set him up for him. Reaching in there is no good.
Yeah.
In theory, really. You know, just it's too little.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But another thing, easier said than done when you steer running away from you, and you know, you still got to be fast to win any kind of money, and you know.
Yeah.
You reach, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Reaching's a double-edged sword. You know, it's good that you can reach, and it's also normally what you struggle with is that you reach too much. You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Lightning.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you.